If you grew up in Australia in the 80s, the chances are you're a Cold Chisel fan. Not many people don't know about the legendary exploits of the guitarist Ian Moss for the Last Stand shows and the brilliant lead solos he performed on many albums, but it's his rich voice which has endeared him to many Australians.
When the war is over, got to get away.
Mossy's blend of great guitar work and fantastic vocals endeared him to Australian audiences and made him an Australian rock icon. His solo career took off with the release of Matchbook in 1988 and the first single, Tucker's Daughter, went to number one.
She wants to build me up.
Now performing on the long way to the top tour, Mossy dedicates his performance to Billy Thorpe, the legendary Australian performer. It's loud and right up Mossy's alley, and we're stoked to have him on the Ruby and Dave show. Yes. Indeed. Live on the program, ladies and germs, please welcome Mr. Ian Moss. How are you, Ian?
Good morning, people. How are you?
We are great, and we are absolutely honoured and privileged to be speaking with you, Ian Moss. And can I just say, before we get right into this, my partner here, Dave-o, is a absolutely huge fan, and he's a bit nervous.
Yeah, I've been very excited since we found out we got the Mossy interview, and I'm just bloody rapt to have you on the phone, mate. So let's get into it. Long way to the top. This is a great tour, and you're dedicating to Billy Thorpe.
I've been lucky enough to have big shoes to fill, but I'm kind of I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm sure Billy would be quite happy that you are doing it.
I think so, yeah. Kind of developed quite a good friendship with him, before his unfortunate demise.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd quite often sort of run into each other at the guitar shops and music shops. He's really, guitar, I think, was his, he possibly started learning that pretty relatively late in his career.
Yeah.
But he certainly loved it and got into it with a passion, was always sort of chasing down amplifiers and guitars and talking about them. That kind of stuff all the time.
Mate, you've had a long and glorious career. I say glorious, but it's been glorious to me because you've played along the soundtrack to my life and many other Australians, from on all the albums of Cold Chisel. Do you still get, the great enjoyment from playing live and being up on stage?
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, no, it's pretty much the ultimate. I can think of one thing that's possibly just been said, but won't talk about that right now. It is. It's just a thrill, and if you're fortunate enough to be in a position where you got a lot of people listening and getting into the songs and speaking the songs, it's just so fortunate to have ever met Don Walker, because in the end of the day, it does come down to the songs, and it's possibly the backdrop of your life that you're talking about.
Yeah,
but the thrill of that and is unbelievable, and to do that as we did last year with the Live Nitro tour.
Yes.
We sort of played to around 300,000 people in that short amount of time. Just I feel pretty fortunate.